Good afternoon. Seems like there was more than this is in there eating, doesn't it? I guess they got full, didn't need any spiritual food this afternoon. As I've shared with a few of you, our trip to Florida was enjoyable. Although it was really only warm the afternoon we got there when it was raining. And then the day, Thursday, before we came home, got to visit with my brother. I don't get to see him very often, and I was thankful for that opportunity. And while we don't agree on politics or religion, we can agree on sports, and so we enjoyed that. But as much fun as that was glad to get home. I texted with a few people before and during the route, going and coming, and it was expressed to me that they were anxious for us to get home, and certainly we were anxious to be home. Kind of made me think about a movie I watched several times as a child, The Wizard of Oz. You know, and you think about that, and Dorothy, while in her mind she was on this trip to this place that she'd never been before, was just a dream. But nonetheless, it seemed real to her when she was dreaming it, as they do to us when we dream ours. But then even though she made good friends on that journey, and she had some good times and some difficult times, she was frustrated a lot. But at the end, she said, "There's no place like home." In Luke chapter 15, beginning in verse 11, we have a young man who demanded of his father his inheritance. And unlike my father, who, if you demanded anything from him, you were going to get a smack in the mouth or something, this father gave him his inheritance. He wasn't due it yet, but he gave it to him. And the young man took that and he left because he thought it was better somewhere else than where he was. And he left and went to what's called the far country. Now you might think, well, that was as far away from Dad as I could go to not be under his thumb, and maybe that was it. Or maybe it's the far country because you're just far away from anything that's good. But nonetheless, while he was there, instead of living a good, smart life, supervised and doing the right things, you know, he lived a life of sin. And not only that, it was wasteful, and he wasted his inheritance, and he found himself in a terrible situation. Now think about that. Jesus was telling this to Jews, and how would a Jew feel in those days under the law of Moses that he was in the pig pen eating with the pigs? That's about as low, I guess, as you could probably imagine that a Jewish young man could be in. And so he came to his senses and he realized, you know what? My dad's servants, have it better than I do here. And while he might not take me back as his son, maybe he'll take me back to be one of his hired servants, because that's got to be better than where I am. But we know how it ended up. That before he even got all the way home, his father saw him and he went to meet him. And while he was giving him his rehearsed speech, "I've sinned and I don't deserve to be your son. Can you make me one of your hired servants?" While he was saying that, the father was hugging and kissing. And then he got him home and he called for a ring to put on his finger and shoes for his feet and a robe, and killed the fatted calf, and they had a party to celebrate because he was home. I bet you that son thought, "There's no place like home." But you know what? As we live our lives, we might not demand our inheritance from our parents before we get it. Or maybe you spend it all up before you spend all their money while you're with them, and then there's nothing for them to give you. I've seen an amusing bumper sticker a time or two that says, "I'm spending my children's inheritance on me." But we can end up separated from our Heavenly Father. That would be far worse than being separated from our physical fathers. And we might choose to live a worldly life instead of a spiritual life. It's pretty easy to do, you know, when you get away from where you've been and nobody knows who you are, and you can do kind of what you want and you don't feel like there's any consequences for that. But my hope would be that people would choose to live the Christian life. Because living the Christian life helps us to understand, just like that song that we were singing a while ago, this world is not my home. Now, I understand home is where the heart is. And when we are here amongst you, we consider ourselves now to be at home. And while we're living in this life, we like to be at home. This world is not our home. If we're Christians, our home is somewhere else. It's in that place where the Father is and His Son, Jesus Christ. And so there's no place like that home. And thus we need to realize that. And to be spending our lives not wastefully like the prodigal son and wasting the opportunities that we have in this life to do that which we know is right to do before God and before our fellow man. Because Jesus has made a promise in John chapter 14 to His disciples and really then to all who would be His disciples that He was going to leave them to go to prepare a place for them. In my Father's house are many mansions, He said, and I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, that you might be with me. You know, that's what kind of a promise is that? It's the absolute best that Jesus is preparing a place for those that would be His. Because when we have the opportunity to go there, there's no place like that home. And that ought to be the desire of each and every one of us to make it to that place. And God has given us plenty of instructions within His Word of how we might get there. There's a text in the middle of the book of Revelation talking about people following the Lamb whithersoever He goeth. Well, just think about this. If you follow Jesus wherever He goes, where will you end up? Where He is, in heaven with the Father. And that's our desire, that all would be headed to that home, because there's no place like that home. If you're here this afternoon and you're not a child of God because you've not obeyed the gospel, or you're not a faithful child of God because you're letting the world be in your way, we want to help you with that. We want to help you to be saved, to be restored, or whatever it is that you need spiritually that we can assist you with. Won't you come forward right now as we stand and sing our song of encouragement?